air smells really good. My lungs expand, feel a little crackling. Edges of these crunchy fibers hanging on for dear life, trickling down my spine, down my ribs, into that soft, warm power where my belly meets my back, right at my core. This is a place that likes to dance. This is the sway. This is where I learned to fly. Trail running has always been part of my life. Some might call it a gesture of the soul that helps me connect to something greater. But I didn't always see it that way. For years, I pushed myself beyond some limits, driven by a desire for excellence, for strength, for perfection. Till one day, I broke. The Forge half marathon midpoint training run was actually my peak. I felt strong, no pain at all post-run, but so much fatigue. I started skipping training days, then realized I was slipping off schedule for race day. So I doubled down to catch up, and in the very next long run, noticed a nagging pain in my hip during mile 3. By mile 4, I had to turn back. When I finally returned to my starting point, I could barely stand. My physical therapist told me I'd torn my psoas. The psoas is the deepest muscle in the body. But there was more to it than a physical injury. My shiatsu practitioner spoke of a yin deficiency in my kidney. You may be wondering, like I did, what does that mean? Sounds complex, maybe mysterious. In traditional Chinese medicine, the crib notes suggest balance, harmony. That's it. But also, it's everything. So a yin deficiency in my case was also a reflection of unresolved emotion. She described the psoas as the muscle of the soul, deeply tied to our foundational energy source, our jing. The diagnosis was clear. I wasn't just drained physically, I'd overdrawn the well of my willpower and creativity. To heal, I had to stop striving and start listening to my body, my emotions, and the energy I'd ignored for so long. The recovery process began with baby steps. My physical therapist focused on stabilizing my core and gently strengthening my hip. It wasn't just about building muscle, though. It was about learning patience and pacing, two things I'd never mastered. Not on the trail, not in my studio, not in my life. Suddenly, I had to call hardcore into question.
In Chinese medicine, there is the concept that when we wish to be nourished, we must go to the mother. To nourish the mother is to turn back toward oneself and the earth, to the beginning, to the embryological motif of falling apart, so that we can once again resist, rise, and flourish. This enfolding is the ever-returning cycle within the spiral of life that moves us toward nourishment and health.
That's from Liz Cook's work. She's offered perhaps the deepest discussion on the psoas I've experienced. She helps connect and restore our dynamic core. As I slowed down, I began to notice the spaces I'd neglected. The quiet, still moments during healing became windows of clarity, revealing patterns in my design work and connections I'd overlooked. What I thought was simply rest was actually a return to my creative core. As I moved deeper into recovery, I began to experiment with the power of the imaginal, a practice inspired by speculative hunting. Hunters project their minds into the future, stepping into the instincts of their prey. It's an ancient, intuitive process, and I realized it's not really different from the mental engineering we use in creative work today. Innovative science, medicine, the creative arts. When we track, we're creating causal connections in our mind that inform how we create moving forward. Through visualization, empathy, and abstract thinking, I started to create connections, tracking patterns not only in my body, but in my ideas. It was like unlocking a new dimension of thought. This wasn't just recovery. It was a creative energy, lots of new possibilities and momentum.
Know why people run marathons? He told Dr. Bramble. Because running is rooted in our collective imagination, and our imagination is rooted in running. Language, art, science, space shuttles, starry night, intravascular surgery. They all had their roots in our ability to run. Running was the superpower that made us human, which means it's a superpower all humans possess.
That's Christopher McDougall's work in Born to Run. He also explores the deep core of running within the Tarahumara tribe in Mexico's Copper Canyons, where ultra running is a way of life. Their journey made my path ahead look easy. But progress wasn't always linear. I began to understand that my misalignment wasn't just physical. It was pulling at every part of my being. The psoas, this so-called muscle of the soul, connects to our midline, monitoring our position in gravity, our emotional stability, and perhaps even our destiny, our alignment with the life we most want to live. The physical part of the restoration was certainly a task, but I had a deeper sense that sustaining its strength would require more courage to start facing what I often chose to ignore. In the stillness of my recovery, speculative visualization was really helpful and empowering. It felt like a portal. Through it, I connected the physical act of running with an abstract sense of motion and growth. Running wasn't just a movement. It had more vitality to it, like a creative force, a bridge between the physical and the imaginal. I began to sense why the psoas is called the muscle of the soul. It became clear to me that its reach went beyond my body. It connected to my will, to a deep knowing of the right path, and the enthusiasm to create what's next. I made it back to trail running eventually, but something had shifted. It was no longer just about the miles or the pace. It was about the connection I developed, this deep intuition and sensitivity to what's happening both within and around me. Through this process, I learned that the deep-seated conversation between physiology and psychology can be quite nuanced. Taking the time and space to listen and reflect, brought me insights into my recovery, of course, but more importantly, into what I prioritize and take action on, what I create. The visualizations from my imagination turned into experiments with augmented reality, into prototypes for design projects that explore bioenergetics, the nervous system, and somatic experience. These explorations led to a period of growth unlike any I'd experienced before. My awareness sharpened, my creativity deepened, and my intuition became a reliable guide. Running was the gateway to new ways of knowing, knowing what's most aligned and impactful for a greater good. Returning to the trail each day keeps me attuned, so I can integrate more patience, gracefully adjust alignment, and cultivate the high energy and creative power. My journey taught me to embrace the cycle of breaking and rebuilding, falling and rising, not just as a runner, but as a creator. Sometimes the body says what the mind cannot. In learning to listen, we discover a language of movement and sensation. It guides us into more strength, of course, but also toward clarity and deeper truths of who we are. What's your body trying to tell you? Perhaps in its wisdom, it's telling a story about your next step. You could go anywhere.